Let's go.
You are now listening to 103.5 Don FM. You've been in the dark for way too long. It's time to walk into the light and accept your fate with open arms. Scared? Don't worry. We'll be there to hold your hand and guide you through this painless transition. But what's the rush? Just relax and enjoy another hour of commercial-free music on 103.5 Don FM. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Scary Cats, the only radio show in Cary, Ohio, running from dusk till dawn, after hours, into the afterlife. I know I said commercial free, but I'd like to thank our friends of the show. See You At, a pop culture podcast by Cece, Ghostly Swoosh by Katie, and The Witching Half Hour by Talia and Emma. Now let's get into the news.
Strange things can get at night. Well, things are about to get a whole lot stranger.
The weekend is coming quickly. All of those pleasant dreams are coming to an end. The week won't survive. The Weeknd, After Hours Nightmare. Prepare to enter the macabre mind of The Weeknd in this haunted house as he stalks your squad through the surreal nightmare of his After Hours music. A slasher carving a smile at an otherworldly rave, bandaged maniacs performing extreme plastic surgery, a grotesque mannequin masquerade. His nightmare is now yours. From the EW interview, we know it is soundtracked by six of The Weeknd's songs: After Hours, In Your Eyes, Heartless, Blinding Lights, the solo version of Save Your Tears, and Too Late. The house is broken into three sections, preceded by an indoctrination into the performer's subconscious. Spoiler alert, we see Abel in a Clockwork Orange-like mechanism holding his eyes open, watching nightmarish visions. The Weeknd's affinity for films like A Clockwork Orange, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, and Jacob's Ladder are on display throughout the project, says Charles Gray, the senior show director in Orlando. There's a lot more info in the article, but I don't want to be a place to spoil the bigger things like the scenes and scares. I was hoping for the heavier synth presence that Dawn FM brought, but I'll probably get After Hours on vinyl to prepare for this house. I'm excited, and Universal's continuous attempts to bring music to the event are a good sign that they know Universal Creative can pull the horror out of everything. With Scary Tales to Penn & Teller, Nuked Vegas, Alice Cooper to Rob Zombie, they're able to accentuate the nightmares of friendly concepts and musical artists. I will always dream of a Kavinsky scare zone based on his album Outrun, a Rocky Horror Picture Show house, or at least the return of the show, a Little Shop of Horrors house. There's a future in music. I hope it doesn't stop here. Before I go, I'd like to recommend some songs for your Halloween playlist this year. Maniac by Kid Cudi has an amazing music video following two serial killers who get a camera crew to follow them around on a night of murder, in homage to the 1992 mockumentary Man Bites Dog. Mind Playing Tricks on Me by the Ghetto Boys is a classic rap song with waking nightmares and delusions. The Cool by Lupe Fiasco follows the resurrection of a man and his journey from the grave to his home. Dracula's Wedding by Outkast is about the only thing scarier than death: everlasting life with the wrong person. And to end this small list, because I have some more for next time, Kid Cudi's No One Believes Me from the Fright Night remake soundtrack is just the best. Oh yeah, I should talk about the leaked house shirt that came out. I feel like we have time after this song. That was Odd Look by Kavinsky, featuring The Weeknd, bringing you the best here at 103.5 Dawn FM. So we have Universal Monsters, Legends Collide, Horrors of Blumhouse, and Halloween already confirmed. But this leaked shirt seems to confirm that the Witch House is called Spirits of the Coven. Dead Man's Wharf is called Dead Man's Pier, Winter's Wake. The Chupacabra House is called Fiesta de Chupacabra. The Seeds of Extinction... Oh no, please, I'm so close to finishing. The Seeds of Extinction sequel is called Descendants of Destruction. And Bug House is called Bugs Eaten Alive. Also, the Horror Night Nightmares account posted the final spec map, and the Evil Dead Rise replacement is an original house named Prison for now. It could be a Hellgate Prison sequel, but rumors are calling this the Eddie House for the year. I love Eddie and will take any Eddie I can get, but this is a character, an icon, that deserves a fully planned out year, and hopefully they had a fully planned out house for him, and that is what we get. As always, thank you Horror Night Nightmares for the spec map and hype you bring. Thanks to my artist friends and character buddies, I can't wait to see what you create and be terrified by you all. We're 36 days away from opening night. I'm proud of all of you and care about all of you very much. Thank you for listening, and for my movie recommendation for this house and episode, just watch The Weeknd's music videos, yo. I'll have a full list of movies to pair with each house next bonus episode. Please rate and review and say nice things to me. It helps a lot. Bye.